Now, this Magic Game thing, I think we figured it out. This will be a good emergency break glass in case of prize being given away bit.
Okay. Very good.
Because it's really hard to translate that we're playing tapes from the Match Game from 35 freaking years ago.
That long.
And trying to use them on our show today.
In many ways, they were more evolved than we are today.
But we are going to try to give away now $600, courtesy of Fox. Tune into 24 at 9, 8 Central, tonight here in D.C. on Fox 5 or your local Fox station. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, hey, it's Mikkel again.
Oh, hold on a second.
That's right.
Oh, Joe's screwing with me. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
We're doing great.
How are you?
Who's
pretty
this?
Good. This is William calling. I was just checking in with you, see if you got a contestant yet.
Hello, William. William, turn down your radio, William.
Turn the radio down?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, all right. William.
All the way.
Swimming her own leg.
Yeah. Wrong way, William. Turn it the other way, friend.
Okay.
Other direction.
I'm
Let me
sorry.
Turn it off. Let me turn it
sorry,
off.
William.
I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's too bad.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Houston.
Where are you from, Houston?
I'm from Lodi, California.
Lodi. Suburb of Sacramento.
Here we go. We'll go with you, my friend. Now, you're playing for $600. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you're not only going to be trying to match the lame celebrities on the tape, you're going to be matching me and Mike and Buzz as well.
Uh-huh. Now, good luck, Houston.
Here's Gene Rayburn. So
hey, listen, you all know those signs in restaurants that say Duncan Hines ate here. You've seen those signs.
Not lately.
Never really.
Say yes so I can
answer the
question.
Yeah. Oh,
say
sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But not lately.
There's a new restaurant that's so bad they have a sign that says Duncan Hines blanked here.
I'm in. Duncan Hines blank here. Are you familiar with Duncan Hines, Houston?
I am not.
Okay, that'll help. What you want to do is fill in the blank. Duncan Hines blank here. Don't answer until the panel is right.
All right, I'm ready. Are you in, Mike?
I'm in.
You in, Buzz?
I'm in.
All right. Now we should.
Now we should ask Houston for his answer.
Houston, what is your answer?
Duncan Hines play here?
Duncan Hines played here?
Was that no?
Yeah.
No, let's not help him. Was it play here?
Yep.
It's the way it was said originally.
Play.
Okay.
Not played, play.
Don, you're first on the panel. You're the upper left.
I wish we had the tape of Gene Rayburn saying what the setup was again.
Mm-hmm. You can go back to it. It's number 24.
24? Okay, 24. Hold on a second.
Hey, listen, you all know those signs in restaurants that say Duncan Hines ate here. You've seen those signs.
Not lately.
There's a new... Say yes so I can
answer
the question.
All right, yes. Oh,
say yes.
Brett, you bitch.
There's a new restaurant that's so bad they have a sign that says Duncan Hines blanked here.
And he said play... And Don is in.
I said J-O'd.
Oh, not a match. Not a match. Sorry about that.
Did you mean it like that?
What's that?
Sorry. I think that's a no.
And if you go to 26, we can get Brett's answer.
Oh.
Hi, Brett.
Brett has an answer.
Yes.
What do you say there?
Quote Dorothy Parker. Gentle weeder flowed up.
Flowed up.
Yeah. What?
Flowed up.
She threw up.
Duncan Hines threw up there.
Oh, throwed up. Okay.
All right. Charles?
Oh, Charles.
Bar fed. So that's fine for her.
Right. You skipped Charles. He also said barfed, though, I think.
Okay.
Then we go to Mike.
I'm not proud of my answer here, Rob.
Be proud.
I said Duncan Hines bled here.
That's not a bad answer.
Ketchup, blood. Yeah, thank
answer.
You, Don.
We already heard from Dick, so Buzz.
I had him branching out. I said Duncan Hines tossed a salad here.
Oh. Nobody had play here.
Sorry, Houston.
You don't get the money, Houston.
Sorry.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, that's...
I feel like an idiot.
Good.
I am an idiot.
Good for you.
Go with that instinct.
Me too.
Just go.
And we're sitting here doing this. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're only listening to it. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Caller.
Don and Mike show.
That's unfortunate. Who's on the blower?
Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Mike.
Mike.
Hello,
sir. Where are you from, Mike?
Harford County.
All right. You ready to play?
Kansas. Yes, I am.
Here we go for $600.
All right.
Here we are. Ready? Here we go.
Here we go.
Harold was so mean. Let me tell you about him. He flattened his wife with a steamroller and used her as a blank.
You hear that, Mike?
I'm in.
Harold was so mean, he flattened his wife with a steamroller and used her for a blank. This is a great question. Please hold your answer until we ask for it.
I'm in.
You have to give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
He flattened her like a steamroller.
He flattened her with a steamroller and used her as a blank.
I'm having a... Do you have a funny answer for this?
Yes.
Do you have a funny answer, Buzz?
No, not really.
Well, you never do. But you have a funny one, Mike?
I think it's my funniest of the day.
It was pretty good.
God damn, I'm having a total brain fart on this.
It's tough being the upper left.
He flattened her
with a steamroller and used her for a blank because he was very mean.
You want me to show you my answer so that it can motivate you to come up with your own?
Yes.
You've done that before.
I think I'll just go with a blank sheet. I don't think yours is very funny.
Thank you.
No offense. Okay.
None taken, Don.
So you,
it's a hard one.
But it's better than my answer, which is blank.
So you decline.
My answer is nothing.
You decline courteously?
You can come up with something.
You really should.
I hate to sound like Buzz. I really cannot come up with any. He flattened her like a steamroller.
With a steamroller.
And used
I won't give you funny answers, but I'll give you three options.
Okay. Will you help me out here?
Yeah, yeah.
You help out a buddy here?
You're playing a variation on the old game, playing the percentages. Oh, the think music has started again.
Help me while you're at it.
Parka?
Like a coat. Used her as a coat. See, he's flattening her.
Hold on! Used her like a toilet. That's just what I say all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
That sucked, I know.
But don't, you'll want to lock in an answer because Mike has to try to match you.
No, I'm out.
Okay, you've
and I've already used mine. Didn't you say mine out loud?
No, he never said that one.
Oh, he never said that
one. I never said your funny answer.
Okay.
I said parka.
All right, contestant Mike.
Yeah.
What is your answer, please? Flattened her like a steamroller and used her as a?
Toilet paper.
Used her as a toilet paper. All right. He's locked in his answer.
Mike just wrote it down for me.
All right.
Too late, Mike. I'm too stupid.
It was
I'm
too late.
Too stupid.
Don, I'm sorry that you were so stupid.
Oh.
You're going to have to decline. Let's go to Brett.
I see. What do you say to that?
I say that stinks is what I say. A manhole cover. That's just... I didn't say rug. That's not a bad answer.
I don't like her already.
It was a cold night. He used a little blanket or a little quilt.
Blanket or quilt? A little throw, yes.
Sure.
A blanket. That's not a match.
No, that's not a match.
Not a match.
Charles, number 32.
A little...
32?
Yes, Charles.
Harold was Italian.
Yes.
Pizza.
He ate her.
Flattened her like a steamroller.
Not bad.
Right. With a steamroller.
Mike, what'd you say?
I said he flattened her with a steamroller and used her as a condom.
Oh, there you go. No match. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mike, contestant.
Sorry, that's just me, Mr. Blank Card. Hey, listen, Mike, just to be fair, how about the blank card?
Really? Hold on.
I turned off everybody's microphone so you could just bask in my crickets.
You really don't know they're not funny until you say them, so I think I really overestimated mine.
Mike,
not
Mike,
funny.
Mike held up condom. I said, you have a funny one? Mike goes, uh-huh. Hold up condom.
You know, it's getting the new rhythm down. You know what I mean? It's a little... Rob, God damn it. In fairness to Rob, I mean, his questions gave us a little bit better setups, but now we're having to kind of squeeze our little dirty answers in there.
What?
Yep.
I found your answer to be a caution.
I
loved it.
Now.
Dick Dawson is at number 33.
Number 33 for Richard Dawson.
Tricky Dick.
Yeah. Son of doormat.
All right.
Doormat, no match.
No.
And we go to Buzz.
I had, sadly, doormat.
Oh, you matched with Richard Dawson.
Oh, how about that?
Bye-bye, friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice answer that Mike had, though, you know. Toilet paper was probably the best answer.
Let's try one more person here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hi, who's this?
How you doing, Mike?
Hi.
Oh, I'm William over here in Baltimore.
William! All right, William, here you go. Let's try to bang this out real fast.
Let me give it a shot.
Here we go. And you know what? Screw the celebrities this time. Okay. You'll just play with me and Mike and Buzz.
And Rayburn.
Yes, and of course with Rayburn.
Right.
The police chief said
the
kissing bandit is still at large.
Yikes.
Now he says the police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses all his victims on the blank.
I'm in.
We're all in. I'm in.
I couldn't hear that one. Could you repeat that?
Yes, no. Be glad to. Are you in, Buzz?
I'm in.
All right, one more time. Here is your setup from Rayburn. And, you know, this is probably the way we should do it. Just play with us in these stupid questions.
I agree. We take the celebrities out of it.
And then throw the celebrities in a little later if we need to.
Okay.
Right.
If we hit a slow patch.
Yeah.
Again.
Better setup.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
The reason you can't hear is you're listening to the radio.
I can't. I'm trying to hear what you said the first time. I couldn't hear
okay,
it.
Okay. Turn off your radio.
Okay, I did.
Listen, here's your setup right here.
The police chief said the kissing bandit is still at large.
Yikes.
Now, he says, the police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses all his victims on the blank.
What's your answer?
Oh, gosh, I still couldn't pick that up. It was a little muffled. I heard something about a midget, that he's always looking, I'll say, out of a hole.
Oh, dear.
I got to say something.
How come everybody else heard it? Don played it without anything
it
in the...
Well. My phone is muffled.
All right, here it is. Hold on. Let's give the
guy a bad telephone.
Then you shouldn't.
Let's give the guy a chance.
Right. Hold on. I got a bad phone, guys.
What's the cut
34.
Number?
34.
Well, listen, really, we're going to give it to you one more time.
The police chief said.
Yes.
The police chief said.
The kissing bandit is still at large.
The kissing bandit is still at large.
Yikes.
Now he says, the police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses all his victims on the blank.
The police chief said, we think he's a midget because he kisses his victims on the blank.
Okay, I'm going to say on the butt.
On the butt.
On the butt.
All right.
On the butt.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Don,
sir.
Do you have William's butt?
I said, vagine.
Oh, so close.
Wow.
And yet so far,
that
no match.
Close.
Mike?
I said, arse.
That's a match.
All right.
Very good. Michael J. Elston.
Okay, Mike.
I said the midget kisses them on their genitals.
Ah, two genitals and an arse.
The other side.
Yeah. Well, he did match one.
Yes, he wins.
Oh, God.
He wins.
I'm sorry, Don.
Big winner.
Sorry about that.
I never thought I'd say that. I'm very sorry.
That's okay, Mike.
Sorry about the mess up.
That's okay.
My friend.
Oh, my God.
Do you watch 24, sir?
Pardon? Oh, yes, I do. I love 24.
Pardon?
I love 24.
Beg your pardon.
He kind of sounds like...
I love 24.
Doesn't he kind of sound like a cross between Clay Aiken and Daryl Waltrip?
Yes, sir.
I do. I love 24.
Clay Aiken and Don Waltrip.
Sure.
They're my North Carolina buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Did you say Donnie Waltrip?
I don't know who I said.
Donnie Waltrip. I love the NASCAR.
Who's the guy in the Napa commercials?
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
And it's Daryl Waltrip.
Right.
Daryl Waltrip. It's the Pennzoil
guy.
Well,
Mike, here's all I have to say.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Right,
you come back.
Right.
Bye, James.
Bye. Bye.
Match game.
All right, thank you. Mike,
shut up.
Robbie.
Are you still there?
Hello.
Babbling along.
Hello.
I'm here.
How old are you?
I'll be 60 in April.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Shocker. Yeah, I'm getting up there, guys. I'm getting old.
Shocker.
I'm getting old. I feel old.
Guy's got a big baby Ruth in his pants right now.
I feel old now after this question, right?
Listen,
try to fill in the blank. Well, I do feel old.
Amazingly.
He can't hear, but he can talk.
Amazingly, you've won $600.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to our show.
That. Thanks, guys.
Tune into 24 at 9 tonight on Fox 5.
I will.
Here in D.C. or check your local listings.
I'll definitely be watching here.
Thanks for playing, old-timer. Thanks a lot.
On Channel 45. Thanks, guys.
Play it loud.
Appreciate it.
In Baltimore.
Goodbye
well,
to you.
Okay, guys.
And goodbye to you.
Okay,
all right, Don. Mike.
Did you hear that part?
He hasn't stopped talking.
Fantastic.
Listen carefully.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Don.
There
goodbye,
you
Mike.
Go. Bye.
Goodbye, Rob A.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, friend.
Everybody, and Buzz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rob just rubbed this way. Stay tuned for Tattletales.
Yes, sir. Tattletales is coming up.
On most of these CBS stations.
He is coming up. I'll be watching him.
Talk.
I'll keep my eye on Tattletales.
That's a show, not a person, friend.
Yeah.
Who was that? Bert Convy? Who was that?
I think Bert Convy did host Tattletales.
Bert Convy, Tattletales, right?
What did Bert Convy die of?
He died of leukemia, I believe it was.
No.
Oh, was it?
Sorry.
Oh, God.
The answer we're looking for was AIDS.
Did he?
Oh, what was it? Was it his wife? Oh, his wife caught him with another woman.
No, Bert Convy had AIDS.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
He had AIDS. That's a shame. My God.
Bye to you.
But you know, he went to the drugstore and got a box, and he figured it was going to work, and it didn't.
Yeah.
Remember the AIDS? Remember the AIDS guys you could buy in the drugstore?
The candy.
Yes. Remember the candy?
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Goodbye, everybody, on the show.
Okay,
on the Match Game show. Gene Rayburn, take care, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Don.
Hold on, please.
Please hold on.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you. Shut up.
Shut up.
That was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. He kind of made that sing, didn't he?
He did. He did. In his own quirky Baltimore way, he made that sing.
Goodbye to you. Kind of saved our ass there.
He's going to spend the $600 on a miracle ear.
All right. Buzz Girdley and the NewsHour coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.